BMG, Be More Geek. It's the first in a series of additional location reports that we're putting together for the Midweek Drive. No Midweek Drivettes with me today, unless, of course, you encompass the awesomeness that has been heard regularly on Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting, the fabulous Gwyneth Griffiths. How are you, Gwyneth?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you.
Now, Gwyneth, this, I like to say, it's your store. We're on your sort of world. You're in this whole sort of BMG scenario, Be More Geek, etc. So talk us through how this set up and how you've got this wonderful place, the second store, of course, in the Metro Centre.
Yeah, well, basically, a lot of us worked for a company called Granger Games, which sadly went bust along with a lot of other places like Toys R Us. Be More Geek was like a little subsection of that company. So one of my friends just took it and... opened a shop up in Newcastle, just see how it went. And this is our third store now, actually, because we've got one in Middlesbrough too. So
you've got one in Middlesbrough too, yeah. Lord above. So whereabouts in Middlesbrough are you based?
I don't know Middlesbrough very well. Right. It's in the main area, so it's not hard to miss.
You're talking about my hometown there, so what the hey? It's a different line. We'll work our way through this. Listen, looking around through here and actually sort of entering, and let's give it the full name, because it's not just the Metro Centre, it's the Into Metro Centre these days.
Yeah, it got taken over a while ago, so they did a good job with it.
We showed you how long it was since I've last been actually up here. But you're kind of heading through something, and I'm getting vibes as I'm walking through the corridor of Stranger Things. You know, a lot of those sort of Marvel things. Some zombies around there, but it is sort of the sales, etc. So, I mean, you're ideally positioned here because you're actually just around the corner from the Odeon Cinema.
Exactly. We're near the bus stop, right near the cinema, so it's a great location. Lots of footfall.
And as I look at this cornucopia of stuff, which is one of the reasons I need to get here relatively early, you've got everything that you might wish to actually follow through in terms of multi-genre system. It's quite literally Be More Geek, etc. What are the top sellers?
It's got to be the pop finals. Like, they started quite a while ago, but they're just relentless. They just never stop.
Yeah, I see a whole wall dedicated to the pop vinyl scenario. I do have a Luke Skywalker one from back in the day. Interesting, because they actually look very, very little like the... Although I suppose that the Gremlins, I mean, they look wonderful. I mean, what's not to love about a Gremlin?
Exactly, yeah. I do it, like, some people don't like them because they prefer an actual figure or statue that looks more like the character, but they're quite cheap and cheerful, so they're nice little gifts to get.
Absolutely. Well, I have to obviously thank Eloise Shin for providing me with a Star Trek Beam Me Up mug for her Christmas gift. And as far as the Snart family are concerned, well, Gwyneth will be able to confirm that I am actually wearing the tie with horses on that was actually provided. So there we are, actually wearing the gifts.
I can confirm. He's telling the truth.
It's radio. It's all true. Now, you're also a fantastic cosplayer, and that connects with that. Is this very much the dream job, Gwyneth? Because actually you kind of get to live the dream and get a sense for, you know, what's popular, what's coming in vogue and so on.
It is. It's nice to be like up to date with all the new geeky stuff, and it's kind of my world. So I know a lot of stuff about it, so customers do appreciate that.
Okay, well, let's not mess about in any way, shape or form. Let's move straight to the Rise of Skywalker. It seems to have very much generated a polarity amongst fans. Robin Pierce from Starbuzz magazine would like to shake J.J. Abrams by the hand for the fantastic work that he's actually put together within that. Have you seen it as yet?
I saw it at midnight because, obviously, got to be done in costume, as always.
And your thoughts?
I enjoyed it. Like, I know it's got mixed reviews, but I think he did what he could with it. The beginning, obviously, he had to kind of repair the damage, and then it was a really good film.
We are all Skywalker. We'll come to that in a second. I see people already beginning to wander through, so I'm not sure whether you want to actually do some stuff. I'll have a little wander around the whole thing, then we'll take some photos and various other bits and pieces. And just a reminder, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio on location at the fabulous world. And you're quite right, I just need to work our way through that. The online stuff where you can actually get 20% off your order from the 1st to the 31st of January at bemoregeek.co.uk.
Yes, excellent.
So we're doing a little audio promenade in a kind of dimensionally transcendental area here. Lots of Harry Potter stuff, lots of TV and films. Talk us through what we've actually got here. I mean, obviously we've looked at the pop-up things, etc. You can't miss the store in the Gateshead Into Metro Centre because it just has Spider-Man and Batman in there.
Yeah, we have everything. We look at that a lot. Like, it's an Aladdin's cave, it gets called a lot. Like, rather than being quite generic, it's all like, it's just everything.
I tried to avoid that. Having said that, it's well structured and well laid out, because I mean, it is something where effectively you can drop in. And I mean, this is the first Be More Geek store I've actually been into, so obviously my mistake on that basis. But you have got a whole range of things there. I mean, as we actually wander around this particular side here, again, lots of Harry Potter stuff. As we're Game of Thrones is there, Stranger Things, yes, they're there. What, are you a Stranger Things fan?
Oh, I love it. I've done a recent cosplay from that as well, because why not? But yeah, horror is really popular, so we get a lot of love for how much horror we get in, including Stranger Things.
And of course, as we look ahead to the 20th of February, I think it's 20th February or thereabouts, Harley Quinn, the movie is released.
Yes, I'm hoping it's good.
How did you feel about the Joker?
I loved it. Again, mixed reviews, but I went in not thinking it was going to be a normal superhero movie. I think that's where a lot of people thought it was going to be, like, you know, the normal Batman thing.
Well, it's certainly not the normal Batman, and exactly. If you're expecting Cesar Romero, it says something. I see Labyrinth is actually there. There's a blast from the past in all sorts of ways. Toonie Terror, Fortnite, of course, is emerging. Lots of Fortnite stuff.
Yes, it's kind of dying down a bit now, but, yeah, we still do some things.
And as we turn to our left here, we see Cards Against Humanity. This is something I'm not over familiar with. So talk us through. I mean, is this a kind of Brexit response, really?
How have you never heard of this? It's a really popular adult game. Just, yeah, you have to be a certain age. It's basically a card game for people who don't mind to be a little un-PC.
I see. Hence, disturb friends and various other bits of music. We've got Pokemon there. Pikachu, yay! And a Pokemon hat as well. Yay!
Still going strong, Pokemon. I love it.
And I have to say, despite what Robin Pearce actually said, I've cited him once in this piece, I'll probably cite him again before we wrapped up, but he didn't like the movie. I thought the movie was okay, the live-action movie. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it was good. It did its job. I don't think it was amazing, but yeah, I enjoyed it.
I love this House Elves welcome here. Presumably this almost is ready for Christmas next year, or Christmas 2020, as opposed to Christmas 2019.
Yeah, we have a sale on, so there is some really good bargains. Like, this is only £5, and it's so beautiful.
Wow. I might be persuaded, actually. I might well be persuaded from that point of view. And again, the apparel. Now, this is, again, the sort of routine. This is certainly the merchandise and the whole connection has gone through the roof, really. We've got, obviously, Marvel, a classic lance on this. No challenges with Disney, though?
No.
Well said. And again, just reversing ourselves here, we've got a range of hip flasks and various other things for ecologically friendly souls. And having parked in the green entrance to the Metro Centre, I'm well aware of the things from that point of view. A lot of DC stuff. I mean, how what's the split between DC and Marvel in the store?
I mean, everyone loves Marvel. It's got a bigger presence. But DC, it's making a comeback slowly. The stock's actually selling more. I think next year could be a good year for DC.
Well, I've got to say, Gwyneth, little disappointed. No clear evidence of Green Lantern here.
Well.
Oh no.
I mean,
not even Green Arrow, actually, but Green Lantern. I'm shocked. And you, who once cosplayed as Black Canary, I think when we first connected with your good self in Doncaster, and there's no Green Lantern in the store.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a big thing at the moment. Hopefully they'll reboot it and do a better job.
Good point. Deadpool, of course, doing his stuff towards the side here. What are these things here, though? I mean, are these basically just masks that we've got here?
This is our Disney/Marvel kind of section. Obviously got my Spider-Man mask. This is a very popular section with us at the moment.
Yeah, lots of really good keyrings and various other bits and pieces. You've got the Avengers keyring. We've even got the Captain America silver-plated commemorative number here.
Yes, these are really popular. There's more of them in the horror section. Coins are a big thing at the moment.
I see one of your colleagues has actually just arrived carrying coffee, etc.
With coffee.
Probably legend. Wondering what the heck's going on here, but that's quite okay.
Yeah, I didn't tell her this was happening, so.
Give her a name check, please.
Yeah, that's Lauren.
Okay, that's great. Okay, and again, asking yourself for probably a really difficult a call, but is there anything here which actually secretly you don't want to sell, you'd actually really like to keep in the store because it's your personal favourite?
Oh, there's a lot. Like, you do get had these really big Groots in once, and we were very upset when...
I am Groot.
Yes. So yeah.
I am Groot.
Sometimes we'd rather keep it.
The way forward. Listen, let's remind people of how people can access Be More Geek online, because I can sense the same sort of vibe I had way back before you were born in the 1980s about Forbidden Planet in London. This is actually growing an ongoing style system, which is gradually taking over the northeast. Two stores in Newcastle, one in Middlesbrough. We just need one in Lincoln to make it complete, really. How can people access the thing?
Yeah, so basically, if you just go on bemoregeek.co.uk, we have all the stock that we have in store on there. Great deals now and again as well. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram.
I mean, that's basically all we need, really. We carry on regardless. I've just seen, actually, wonderful puppet. Is it a puppet that we've got there of the house elf Dobby and things in the Harry Potter area?
Dobby's very popular. He's like a little wire-framed plush so you can sit them in positions, and that is really cute.
Hasn't quite replaced Batgirl or Spike as one of our mascots, though, I don't think. I think we're going to have to, you know, just wouldn't necessarily fit the scene, I don't think. But that doesn't really matter, etc. And, of course, let's wrap up with this whole notion of Frozen and Frozen 2. And again, an awesome line here for the Frozen ceramic mug, reduced from £9 to £5. My word, you're just giving these things away.
I know, we really are. Great deals in here at the moment.
We have got the green hornet.
Yes, that's from the TV show.
I shall test your geek knowledge here. It's something which consistently many of my level 3 science fiction students don't get appropriately. What is the alter ego of the Green Hornet? Who is he?
I don't really like Green Hornet.
Oh,
I'm
no.
So sorry. I don't.
Britt Reed, newspaper publisher.
I've heard the name.
With his faithful friend, of course, Kato.
Yes, I know Kato.
Played in the original TV series by Bruce Lee.
Ah.
And also a one season produced by Dozier and William Dozier, who, of course, did the Camp Batman series.
Yes.
So there we are.
We do have a cool science fiction thing in the corner there. It's from They Live. That is very niche, and I love that.
Yeah.
I'll be sad when that goes.
Gwyneth, it has been awesome sharing some thoughts with yourself today. I think, you know, it's been a lovely mini start. Well, it's not really a start because we haven't actually sort of hit the new year as yet, but it's good that we finally managed to get up here, and I'm sure we'll get some more souls up to actually do some features with you in the very near future. But is it time you actually came down to Lincoln, or maybe this year actually made an appearance at the Scarborough Science Fiction Convention?
I know, I love Scarborough, so I will try my absolute best to get down this year.
We do like to geek beside the seaside.
Exactly. I will try my best.